First, let's take a look at our headlines.
Cuban president expresses solidarity with Puerto Rico in aftermath of earthquakes.
Cuba calls on CELAC to revitalize exchanges between member nations.
Venezuela urges U.S. to abide by international law.
Iranian foreign minister says Tehran informed Baghdad prior to missile attack.
And now the news in detail.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel has expressed his solidarity with Puerto Rico, hit by several earthquakes, including one of 6.4 magnitude, which caused severe property damage. The sister island of enchantment, the Puerto Rico with which we share traditions, history, and independence quests, is suffering the onslaught of strong earthquakes, the Cuban president tweeted. Our endless solidarity with our Puerto Rican brothers and sisters, Díaz-Canel added. Puerto Rican Governor Wanda Vasquez declared a state of emergency on the island due to the severe damage reported to several homes, businesses, and structures, including schools and churches. At least one person died and 300 homes were destroyed. It was the strongest quake to hit the island in 102 years. The earthquakes knocked out Puerto Rico's main generating facility, the Costa Sur plant, and damaged other infrastructures. Officials have said that power is unlikely to be restored to the island's 3 million population until this weekend, and it will take at least 1 year to repair Costa Sur plant. The island is still recovering from Hurricane Maria, a Category 5 storm that devastated parts of the Caribbean in September of 2017. In Puerto Rico alone, the hurricane is estimated to have killed 2,975 people and caused $100 billion worth of damage.
With a greeting from Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel on Twitter to the Community of Latin American Caribbean States, CELAC, meeting in Mexico City, Cuba called for a hopeful period of unity in diversity. The Cuban delegation, led by Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez, called on CELAC member countries to revitalize exchanges and strengthen integration. The head of Cuban diplomacy attended on Wednesday the forum of foreign ministers and government figures. He stressed the need to support Mexico's pro-tempore presidency of CELAC in 2020. Meanwhile, Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Ana Yancy Rodriguez, National Coordinator for CELAC, talked with Efraín Guadarrama, General Director of Regional Organizations and Mechanism of Mexico. This meeting occurs in a complicated international situation with threats of war in the Middle East, protests in Latin America against the neoliberal measures implemented by governments aligned with U.S. imperialism, and an ecological crisis with natural disasters never seen before.
Venezuelan Foreign Minister Jorge Arreaza has called on U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to respect international law as well as the sovereignty of the South American country with regards to the National Assembly's newly elected leadership. The minister said, Mr. Pompeo, considered for once that your strategy failed. You showed no skills as a puppeteer, and now you lost your main puppet. Respect international law, the sovereignty of the Venezuelan people, and go back to the path of civilized diplomacy. Arias's statement came after Pompeo ignored the sovereign decision of the Venezuelan National Assembly to elect a new leadership. The United States will continue to support President Juan Guaido and the people of Venezuela, the U.S. Secretary of State had stated from Washington. Jorge Arreaza said, we reject the Trump administration's vulgar interventionalism in the internal affairs of Venezuela and its institutions. They do not quite understand that we are an independent and sovereign country. They should deal with the disaster they intend to cause with new wars for oil.
Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says Iran informed the Iraqi government of its retaliatory attack on U.S. bases, reaffirming Tehran's respect for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the Arab country. We attach high significance to Iraq's territorial integrity and sovereignty, and we believe security should be based on mutual respect and the territorial integrity of all regional countries of the region, he declared. The remarks came hours after Iran fired missiles that hit two U.S. bases in Iraq in response to the U.S. assassination of prominent anti-terrorist Iranian commander Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani and his companions, including Iraqi commander Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis. Foreign Minister Zarif says Iran's retaliatory missile attack on American bases in Iraq was an act of legitimate self-defense against legitimate targets in response to a U.S. terrorist act.
And you've tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC, Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's go back over now to our news. Here's Rach Gomez and Gerwin Jones.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel has described as indispensable the input that workers should provide during the upcoming debates on the island's economic plan for 2020. He said workers should answer questions such as what are we going to produce and how we are going to do it, how we're going to save and on what lines, and what to design for more exports. On Wednesday, the head of state and part of the government's economic team participated in the debate on the economic plan with the top leadership of the island's Confederation of Cuban Workers, the CTC. The president urged participants to turn the discussion into an attractive process in which everyone feels part of and contributes to ideas and measures to fulfill the proposed plan successfully. The president stressed that the discussion should become a continuous process that allows a permanent evaluation of compliance with the plan.
Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez has reiterated Cuba's support for the government of Venezuela headed by Nicolas Maduro. Rodriguez made this statement after a meeting with the Vice President of Communications, Tourism and Culture of the South American nation, Jorge Rodriguez. Both met in the context of the meeting to install the pro tempore presidency of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, in Mexico City. During several encounters in Mexico with Latin American leaders, Rodriguez reiterated the hope of restoring unity in the region and revitalizing CELAC, which he called an indispensable and legitimate mechanism for political coordination and integration. The foreign minister reported on Twitter about other bilateral meetings he held with his counterparts from Panama, Alejandro Ferrer López, from Nicaragua, Denis Moncada, and from Peru, Gustavo Mesa Cuadra. He also met with the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Argentina, Felipe Sola. CELAC brings together, under a common purpose, the 33 states of America. On Wednesday, Mexico took over the pro tempore presidency of CELAC in a ceremony headed by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador.
U.S. President Donald Trump has now removed restrictions on foreign aid to Bolivia and considers the Andean country vital to the interests of Washington. According to international media, the decision was communicated in a memorandum sent to the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, where Trump stressed the importance of assistance to that country in fiscal year 2020 and for the national interests of the United States. I hereby resolve that the provision of U.S. assistance to Bolivia in the fiscal year of 2020 is vital to the national interests of the United States, Trump said. In 2017, the United States indicated that Bolivia and Venezuela were, together with Burma, the countries of the world where there was a demonstrable failure when implementing their international obligations in the fight against drugs. The U.S. government report on drug trafficking in the world relative to 2016 contained the recommendations issued by former President Barack Obama, in which he appointed Bolivia, Venezuela, and Burma as responsible for a failed drug policy in the previous 12 months.
British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace has put up a spirited defense of the U.S. decision to assassinate Iranian Quds Force General Qasem Soleimani in a drone strike in Baghdad last week. Delivering a statement in the House of Commons, Wallace claimed that General Soleimani was no friend of the U.K. or allies in the region. Wallace tried to justify the assassination on dubious legal grounds by saying, "The UK will always defend the right of countries to defend themselves." Wallace claims flies in the face of all pertinent facts, notably credible reports that General Soleimani was on a peace mission to Baghdad to try to defuse tensions with Saudi Arabia, and the U.S. accusation that General Soleimani had been planning attacks against U.S. interests hasn't been backed up by any evidence. Ben Wallace declared that the aggressive behavior from Iran was never going to go unchallenged, without explaining what he meant by aggressive behavior. Wallace claimed that the UK is changing the readiness of our forces in the region by placing helicopters and ships on standby to assist if the need arises.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Cuban president expresses solidarity with Puerto Rico in aftermath of earthquakes.
Cuba calls on CELAC to revitalize exchanges between member nations.
Venezuela urges U.S. to abide by international law.
Iranian foreign minister says Tehran informed Baghdad prior to missile attack.